The Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee meets today here in Washington. The interest rate setting body will be debating whether to make a move on short-term interest rates. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
With interest rates sitting at 45-year lows, most economists don't expect the Fed to make any changes to rates at today's meeting.
The Fed is in a very favorable situation here, and the Fed doesn't need to tighten. The Fed doesn't need to do anything.
Wayne Angel is a former Federal Reserve Board of Governors member who is now a private economist. He says what analysts will be looking for instead is a statement issued at the conclusion of the meeting. Over the summer, that statement indicated the Fed was prepared to keep interest rates low for a considerable period. Not very specific, but something Angel says has served to telegraph Fed policy to Wall Street.
The Fed slipped into this practice, I think, because they really had a communication problems with the market between the May meeting and the June meeting. So the Fed then sort of calmed the markets down by suggesting that it would leave rates low for a considerable period of time.
But many economists, including Angel, now believe such communication with the financial markets is no longer necessary, especially since they say there is little pressure on the Fed to ratchet up rates anytime soon. Job creation, while starting to pick up, remains anemic. The economy added just 57,000 new jobs in November. And economists say raising interest rates now could cause companies to pull back on business investment and further slow the hiring of new workers. Angel says for that reason, it's likely to be a while before rates begin moving higher again.
I do not expect the Fed to increase the target Fed funds rate over the next 6 months.
Another factor that may keep rates low for some time is the lack of any real inflation. The Fed actually has been far more concerned recently about exactly the opposite, a situation where prices fall at an unsustainable pace, though that hasn't been a problem either. Today's session is the final meeting of the year for Fed policymakers, who won't gather again until January. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.